Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go.
I'm cheating on you all tomorrow by going to support a different radio station's work.
How dare you?
I know, the neck.
How
the
dare
neck.
You? Greta Thunberg style.
I have to say I'm buzzing. Because it's in a venue, like a temporary venue that comes to Wexford once a year called the Spiegeltent.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, it looks stunning. I really want to go.
I haven't been in the Spiegeltent in many, many, many years, but I remember the last time I was there because it's on Wexford Quay, which in my mind is always just so cold just with the gale force
wind
off it. But it's so cozy in the Spiegeltent. It's a lovely, lovely venue and really big as well. I got an email from them yesterday with their lineup. There's loads of great acts going on. My friend Shona, she's so lucky, she lives so central of Wexford town that she can just stroll in and out to any event now. That's
deadly.
Yeah,
that's a nice place to live, Wexford town. There's always kind of like artsy stuff going on.
There is, because actually this weekend on top of Spiegeltent, it's the Opera Festival.
Oh, unreal.
The place can be hopping. And they've just had their fantastic summer with the Fla.
Fab.
Haven't they had a good run, like, in
fairness? Yeah, and I was only watching a Love in Dublin video the other day about this thing that you can get in the Chipper in Wexford. And I forget what it's called, but it's basically like a little kind of like patty of mashed potato.
Oh, lovely.
But it's battered or it's put in breadcrumbs, and you can only get it in Wexford. And it's like, you look at it and you think it's going to be a battered burger, but you bite in and it's actually mashed potato inside.
Class.
So do get yourself one of them.
Wow.
Oh, what's it
back.
Called again?
I'll look into it.
Yeah, do.
Grissole.
A grissole. That's what they were talking about. So go in and order yourself a grissole. And that's it. Jeez, she
Give
must
me a
be
grissole.
From here. I've just gotten an email from the wedding band. So I was mentioning very briefly on the show that we sent a list of
songs.
The songs that are on their set list that like we would love them to play. And it's just because I don't want any like Mr. Brightside, or I don't want any like Sex on Fire, or like Bruno Mars, Marry You.
Are you going to get them to do Golden from K-pop Demon Hunters? I'd love
I should ask that, actually. The DJ definitely will. We did ask if they could prep any CMAT, and he said, we normally judge the set as we go, depending on the dance floor. If we don't do some of them, the band, we can just... Oh, okay, Grant. I thought he was going to say, you know, if the dance floor is dead, we probably will play Mr. Brightside, whether you like it or not. But that's fine.
He will hold you to account with Brightside.
I was like, maybe
it's not. Is there
like
a Brightside ban for the whole wedding? Like DJ and everything?
I just, whenever I hear it, I'm like, oh, here we go.
It's very stereotypical.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And what else was Robbie Williams' Candy was on the list.
Oh,
I was like, get that fucking off now.
Callum's favourite song.
But I think there is some Robbie Williams. We'll indulge
will,
in a bit
I
of rock DJ.
DJ all night.
Do you yeah. stay away from him? You stay away from that man.
I will get Candy played at your wedding whether you like it or not.
No, I'll have you removed
will it
from
the
venue.
The night?
I'm traumatised from when I worked in a pub, and any time that was played, there was the most annoying man who drank there, and he'd be always up on the table dancing to it, and like, I just can't even describe. I have war flashbacks.
Imagine you're just having the time of your life, and then
don't put it on now.
Just hair kind of. Da, 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 da.
I just, it's this fucking stupid. No, guys, please.
Let's go! With David, Fiona in the morning.
Good morning and happy Friday.
Hello, happy Friday to you. We got there.
We did it, Joe.
Oh my God, I'm delighted.
We did it.
What a great turnout for the books.
Guys, when you were at the age when teeth were falling out and it was time for the tooth fairy to come.
Oh yeah.
Did you ever request a photo of the tooth fairy when she was calling
Whoa.
In?
Whoa.
I know, I think it's a bit of a big ask, isn't it?
That's tough because she's busy. Like
she's
really
busy.
A lot of houses. Like it's like she... Like the child wants a selfie, or like the tooth fairy to be setting up a tripod, or how's that going to work out?
That's like, the thing. So my niece Florence, she's six. She lost her first tooth last night.
Oh, that's exciting!
Really exciting, really exciting. She was brushing her teeth, and she said, she rang me to tell me the news, obviously, and she said, "I spat And then I spat again and I said, what's that? And it was my tooth. So she's up to high dough and she said all that she wanted from the tooth fairy this morning when she woke up. She said, I don't even want any money. I just want a picture of you.
Oh.
And I just kind of said, like, as far as I know, one, the tooth fairy doesn't have time to be stopped.
Yeah,
pictures.
She's busy.
And two, as if she's going to dox herself.
I also don't know, when you take a picture of a fairy, do they show up in the picture? Because they're magic, you see. So
that's
it
true.
Could be
the flash and then the kind of the twinkle of the fairy.
You might not even see her. Yeah. So it's more, you just have to know she was there.
We spoke about that for a while, just about, like, you know, I don't think, you know, mystic creatures like that like to take photos of themselves, you know. Everyone deserves their privacy. But she did request, if this didn't work out, could you please write me a letter?
That's fair enough. I'd say she might be more willing to do that.
Yeah, I think that's fine.
And has the tooth fairy been yet? Or
I'm kind of waiting for an update now.
It's still very early.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay.
But I don't want any money. I just want a selfie with you. I was like,
oh my God, she's a modern girl, isn't she, Florence?
She's
like, I need photographic evidence
that you were in here.
And how did you get in?
Do you still have the baby teeth? Do you still have your teeth from when you were younger?
No.
I remember,
the tooth fairy has them.
Yeah, no, but I remember my tooth fairy was leave me money and leave me the tooth still as well.
Your tooth fairy did the deposit return scheme.
The tooth lived in an old Tic Tacs box. So I had a Tic Tacs box full of teeth.
Bro, that's the worst thing.
I don't think I have them anymore.
Why would you put it in a vessel that looks so similar? You could eat one of that. That is awful.
Get your mom on the phone.
Diane, that's not okay.
Spin is your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Hello, how are you getting on? As you probably know at this stage, because I don't shut up about it. Well, it's hard to, because it's a big thing that's happening in my life. I'm getting married now in less than 3 weeks.
Oh my God!
It was 3 weeks yesterday. So I have been feeling this past week like that there is a few jobs to kind of quite urgently tick off the list. But they're grand. Like, that we've been doing some things. So one thing in particular, which I feel like my fiancé really isn't taking seriously, I said we need 3 separate playlists. We need a playlist for where we're having the ceremony and we have a little drink after that. Need one playlist for there. Then we need a playlist for the dinner. Then we need a playlist for the afters. Obviously, we're having our band after dark. Can't wait. But like, say if people are, there's an outside area as well. We need a playlist for there. So we need 3 separate playlists. I feel like he's not taking that seriously. He's like, shut up about these playlists. But I want them to be different. I don't want them to be too repetitive.
Right. God, you're a lot of work.
That's one job.
Famously, this wedding has probably been planned within the last 3 months. Like 3 months ago, there was no wedding.
No, fully. And he's like, wow. I think it's because playlists are free to make. Whereas nothing else about this wedding is. So that's been something. We've actually sent the band After Dark a list of like our favourite songs from their, because they have like a big song listing and we're like, please focus on songs and no Sex on Fire from Kings of Leon. Do you know what I mean? Just so that there's nothing that you're like, oh God.
Were they the band that people on this show recommended highly?
Yeah.
And you got them?
Yeah.
So oh, that's great news.
I have to sincerely thank like the Spin listener because any issue I've had with this wedding, I'm like, can we do it on the show? And it's usually been solved by you listening. So I'm very, very grateful. And now we're getting down to the final few things. I collected my dress on Monday.
Yes.
It's all good. It's looking great. It's fabuloso. And this is a job I've been putting off because I've been a bit nervous about it. Getting the flowers. Now the flowers...
Go up to Dublin Mountains and get like an old...
Oh, yeah. Just go foraging. Yeah, of course. They do have a few ready-made wreaths up there.
My mum and I were out for a walk a couple of weeks ago and she was up with me. And, you know, my mum's an artist, so she just...
She'd be at that kind of thing.
She was just picking up random bits as she was walking along. I paid no attention, let her do her thing. She came back down, got into the boot of her car, pulled out twine that she had in the boot of her car. And handed me a bouquet and said, that'll be lovely now, very autumnal for the sitting room.
Shut up, Katie.
I actually was like, honestly, if I was getting married, I'd be like, mum, up to the mountains
up
with
to
you.
Up to the mountains with you. Off with you. And do you know what? Go at night so you get the best bits. No torture, nothing. Just feel.
real. But no, I am kind of doing them myself as much as you can. There's a wholesaler.
I thought you were going to say, there's a few daisies on the wall there. Out by Dawson's barn.
Yeah, I'm going to hoof into them. I might consider it. But there's this place that you can go in Smithfield. It's called Joseph M. Duffy and Sons. And it's like a Musgraves, but of flowers.
Yeah.
But you don't need to have a flower shop owner to go. Anyone can go in. So I was nervous because, like, do you know with the wedding industry, it's a full thing. You're laughing, Callum. But like you go somewhere and you're like, oh, I need to do this for my wedding. And they're like, you would have wanted to have that done about 3 years in advance. If you want to be doing microneedling, you want to be getting your eyes microneedled 3 years in advance and get the final session on the full moon before your mum's birthday. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So I was like, I don't know what I'm going to get with this man.
Mm.
And I was like, hey, I was like, just looking to organise some flowers for my wedding. It's in 3 weeks. And I was like, this is what I want for my bouquet. This is for the bridesmaids' bouquets. And then I'm going to have about like 40 bud vases. And I think I'll get about like 3 flowers in each. And this is what it's going. And he was like, shut up. Like, he was just like, that's fine. He was like, I don't care. He was the most relaxed man in the world. Like, he didn't say shut up, but he said it with his eyes.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Good.
He was like, that's grand. He was like, come the day before your wedding. And he was like, don't contact
me again.
He was like, just show up, pick what you want, purchase, and that will be as far as it
goes.
Does
it break your heart to spend money on flowers that are going to die soon?
Hadn't thought about it too much, but thanks for bringing it up.
My granny always.
If anyone attending the wedding wants to take some flowers with them for their house, please do. Because, yeah, it is
a shame.
They
are just going to die. My granny always says she absolutely loathed when my granddad used to buy her flowers. She'd be like, why are you buying me something that's going to die?
Really?
Yeah, she's like, buy me a plant and I'll plant it in the garden.
Don't buy me flowers. Plant is good, but it's a bit of admin as well. It's like, okay, get your gardening gloves on. Get the little fork out.
At least it's there. It's not worse than a flower starts wilting. I'm like, you cost a fortune, you mad thing.
Yeah. What are you wilting for?
Spins, fully charged. Recharged. You're listening to Spin 103.8, your number one hit music station. Hope you're good. It was a quick old week. Dave back with us Monday.
Mm-hmm.
That feels like fast coming around, doesn't it?
Yeah, no, it did. It went fast in the NTG.
I would like to talk to you this morning, if I may, about toilet roll.
Ah, yeah, very important.
You know the brand Charmin that goes Charmin?
Yes.
That's good PR, because I don't know if I've seen a Charmin ad in many, many years, but as soon as I saw it written down, I went Charmin.
It really seeped in. The toilet paper brand industry do a lot to, like, you know, get you feeling like it's about something other than wiping your arse.
Yeah,
like there's always a little puppy, there's always a little kitten.
I was about to say the Andrex puppy, it's just so irrelevant to the job of the toilet paper.
It really is. I guess it's like this will feel as soft as puppy.
Rubbing a golden retriever against your arse.
Which we all want, famously.
Anyway, they have gone and introduced this new type of toilet roll called Forever Roll. It's really oversized. And the idea is you don't have to change it so often.
Okay.
I don't know now about you. I know it's not a big task and I haven't got a lot to be given out about, but sometimes you do feel like, I know they're bloody empty one. Here we go again.
Yeah, you have to get the little toilet paper holder out with a little yolk. Yeah, it is.
You know.
You know, it's one of life's struggles.
It's not that bad, really. But I don't know why this is needed per se, but a survey by them said that 82% of people say that running out of toilet paper in the bathroom is one of the most frustrating experiences. Now, I don't believe that anyone's sitting in the bathroom just with the one individual standard size toilet paper and going, oh, I must go to the shop to get a second.
Yeah.
Normally you just reach over and replace. You know, it's not
Yeah,
like
you have. Now, I will say we've just run out of toilet paper and like Dwayne was meant to go to the shop to get them yesterday. Mm. And we have like the multi-pack of like tissues like that you use to blow your nose. And we actually ended up having a friend stay with us last night who was doing our comedy show. They were going to get the bus back to Cork and I was like, not at all, just stay at ours. And I had to be like, we had no toilet paper. We're actually using tissue instead. And it just looks bad.
I do
actually need this large toilet roll. I'm interested to hear more.
Do you ever feel sometimes when you're sitting there and it wasn't your job to get the toilet paper and you're on the loo and you kind of go, all right, I'm using a makeup wipe then, is it? Makeup wipe.
I was like, we have no toilet paper at the moment because someone So I'm interested to hear about this product.
Well, Dwayne, if you're listening, this might be for you because this Forever Roll contains 1,700 sheets.
Whoa.
When fully unrolled, it reaches 170 meters.
Who's unrolling that now? Like, that is just pure waste because you're not going to...
I know.
That's shocking.
But it's one of those things that you have to get, as part of kind of the package deal with them, you get the Forever Roll and then you also get a specific toilet roll holder.
Oh, you have to, yeah.
The standard one just wouldn't hack the weight of it, obviously.
Oh my God, so true.
one of the girls who works for Charmin said... She's in Bjork and she says, it's all about convenience and even calls for a conversation starter.
It does. Yeah. It does.
And they also have a 30-day money-back guarantee. I wonder at what point you're like, do you know what? That wasn't for me now. That didn't work for me. The exact same consistency, but just more.
Didn't like that.
Yeah.
The empty roll.
Wasn't a fan. Just to get kind of an idea of how big we're talking, this unrolled, this new type of toilet paper, yeah, would be far taller than the highest point of Croke Park.
What?
It's 170 metres and the highest point of Croke Park is 44 metres, okay? Yeah. If you look at the fact that it's 170 metres when unrolled and the Cliffs of Moher stand at 214 metres, it's not that far off.
Shut up.
It would be about 15 and a half Dublin buses parked end to end, or end to front and end to front, right? Now, bear in mind, if this was unrolled by quite a large amount, I'm talking 50 metres in excess of the tallest point, well, not the tallest point, of how tall the spire is.
What?
Yeah, the spire.
Who needs this?
Or like, if you really, really just want to get another image in your head, you'd stack 28 adult giraffes on top of each other.
Oh, good Lord.
As in like hoof to head.
That's what I was going to say, like their four hooves balancing on the head.
On the head.
That's
exactly,
tough
on top
going.
Of neck.
That's a big job for those giraffes, so they better be ready because that's going to be the next Charmin ad.
The fact you're only 3 weeks away from getting married and this was the kind of when you should be getting excited for your wedding and you're bitching to your to-be husband about the lack of toilet paper in the house, this might be a solution for
you. Run out of a veil? Use the abnormally long toilet paper.
Oh, there you go.
Spins. Fully charged.
Recharged.
Just 7:30 on the button. We were just telling you about the new Charmin Charmin toilet paper. It's called the Forever Roll. It's very long. Mm. It has 1,700 sheets. It's 170 metres long. We were saying it's taller than the spire when unrolled. If you stacked 28 adult giraffes on top of each other, as in balancing on the head, on top of the neck tall. 15 and a half Dublin buses parked end to end. It's a lot of toilet paper.
It is.
But it would save your runs to the shop.
Yeah, Emma, you were singing the advert there. I actually have a clip of the advert for you.
Charmin's not just soft. It's the most cushiony soft paper there is.
Charmin. Oh, it's lovely.
It is lovely.
Emma's version.
And when you started singing it, I was like, I have not seen that advert in such a long time.
Yeah.
It got discontinued in the UK and Ireland in 2010.
Wow.
No way.
It's not been on these shores for 15 years.
God, is that amazing how it
stays
such
in your head.
Publicity.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It got rebranded to Cushel.
Cushel.
So Cushel is Charmin. But in America, it's still Charmin. But here, Cushel.
No way.
Well, that has just blown me away.
I told you that this would be a good toilet paper fact.
I did not.
It's a bit like Dove deodorant here is... no, it's not. It's Shore deodorant here is Dove in the States.
Dove over there, yeah. They have,
yeah.
It has
it's just weird
what?
Stuff. Yeah.
What? Shore deodorant here
yeah.
is Dove deodorant in the States.
Yeah. Lynx here is Axe in the States.
But
of course they had to make it violent. Like
but there's
that.
Two things that exist. There's Shore and Dove. What, and they're both very different products.
Yeah, it's mad.
In my head, that they're two very different things. If I'm going for Dove, I'm treating myself. If I'm going for Shore, I'm just like,
yeah.
Oh, go on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, oh. Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
It is crazy. When you do see Cushel in the shop, you think, that's a touch of class now.
It, yeah.
You think that's
but
it.
You won't
they're
go,
doing well.
Cushel.
No. I wonder why they changed it.
Yeah, that's strange. Look, drop everything till we
find out more for us, Callum.
Dublin Travel with Just Eat's Freebie Friday. You can get freebies from your favourites every Friday.
There's few things that stop me in my tracks like that, but...
Yeah, no, I'm speechless.
Consider my head fried.
Cushel.
Not the same.
It's not the same.
Let's have a look. What's the story on the roads in Dublin at this stage, Alex?
Happy Friday, guys. Crumlin Road inbound.
This is something that we've been doing recently on the show. It's a game... quiz game, a game show of sorts. Myself and Dave famously spend a lot of time on our phones, whereas Emma Emma would spend time, you know, like hugging her granny and mucking out horse stables and stuff. She is kind of one with nature, whereas we are one with the online world. It's definitely a better way to live, but as a result, there are some viral internet moments that, like, myself, Dave, and Callum could throw out a quote of. And Emma sometimes doesn't know. It could be considered a blind spot of yours.
100%. There's sometimes gags and jokes that you guys make among yourselves, and I feel so lost and out of the loop and uncool, to be honest.
Hey, it's not uncool. It's, and if anything, it looks bad on us. But that's what we've done with this quiz, which has the working title of What Does Emma Know Nolan? Always suggestions welcome for what we could call this going forward. It's just a quiz where we test, it's kind of like an Emma version of the girly quiz, where we test Emma on some viral moments and see how she gets on.
And maybe teaches me a thing or two. Maybe you're like me and you don't get half the stuff that's said in offices and stuff like that. So maybe we'll all learn something together.
Exactly.
This morning.
You listening, you're in one camp or the other, so you could learn something or you could be screaming at your radio. How do you not know that? So anyway, we have three questions today. We are going to get started with question number one.
Right.
Emma, this clip is often used by millennials in scenarios where they feel old.
How do you do, fellow kids?
What? In the clip, which actor is greeting his fellow kids?
You know, I've never heard this before, this clip, ever.
You've never heard, how do you do, fellow kids?
No.
You've never seen people share a meme of this man and he's got a backwards cap and he's holding a skateboard and he says, how do you do, fellow kids?
I've never seen that in my life. And I put my hand on my heart and I look at you in the eye and I tell you the truth. I have no idea what that is.
How do you do, fellow kids?
Ooh. I kind of recognise the voice, though.
Yeah.
How do you do, fellow kids?
Is it the voice actor who plays Mickey Mouse?
I don't know who that is. Would you like to simplify, maybe?
I think we should, yeah. Give us a 50-50 on that, Fiona.
All right,
please.
Okay. This clip is often used by millennials in scenarios where they feel old. Which actor in this clip is greeting his fellow kids? Is it A, Steve Buscemi? Or is it B, Christopher Walken?
Well, I've never heard of the first lad. I've heard of Christopher Walken. The two things I'm not good at in life, viral, well, loads of other things, but particularly for the reasons of this show, viral moments and actors. So that simplified just confused me right more.
Steve Buscemi is a lad who, if he pops up in a gangster film, you're like, something's going to go wrong here. It's never going to end well.
Well, then I'm going to go, final answer, Christopher Walken.
Oh, no! We were looking for Steve Buscemi, unfortunately.
And tell me this, is that usually used a lot on TikTok, that sound?
Not really. Instagram, Twitter, X, right. Everywhere. But okay. Anyway, we'll move swiftly on. Question number two, Emma. During her 2023 presidential election campaign, Kamala Harris famously asked, you think you just fell out of a tree? What kind of tree was she talking about?
Melon or something orange. Orange tree. I don't know. I remember this.
You know the quote.
Not banana. Do you think I just fell out of a melon tree?
You think you just fell out of a
melon
tree?
Watermelon tree. Melon. I'm stuck on melon.
Right.
I'm stuck on something yellow, like a melon. Or... because people were using it everywhere, putting little emojis of whatever this was.
Yeah.
And loads of things. And I remember thinking it was cool.
so cool.
I'm stuck. I'm really stuck on melon.
Okay. Do you want to lock in melon as your final answer?
Have to.
Let's see if you're right.
My mother used to, she would give us a hard time sometimes and she would say to us, I don't know what's wrong with you young people. You think you just fell out of a coconut tree?
It was coconut we were looking for, unfortunately, no! Emma. Moving on to question three.
God, I'm getting worse.
Right. I think you could get this one, actually. During the press tour for Crossroads in 2002, Britney Spears gave this answer to a journalist's question.
No, it's just a movie. It's pretend. You're an adult. You should know that.
Very good. Good on her.
What was the question she was asked?
It's just a movie. You should know that. Was she asked if she was still a virgin or one of those horrible questions?
I mean, she was asked that a lot. That time.
It's just a movie. You should know that.
Pretend.
It's pretend. Did she really have a fallout in real life with her daddy? What else happened in Crossroads?
Did she have a love interest?
Yeah, I was about to say, yeah. Is this male character emulating Justin Timberlake? Is it meant to be him? Mm. Do you want to run away with Justin Timberlake? Mm. Did he try and take you to different parts of the country away from your family?
I'm going to need to push you for an answer, Emma.
Is your male love interest in Crossroads inspired by your relationship with Justin Timberlake?
Okay, interesting. Let's see if you're right.
And wasn't he a bit jealous seeing you kissing with another boy?
The question was, wasn't Justin Timberlake a bit jealous seeing you kissing with another boy?
I'm actually glad Dave's not here to look
okay,
at me.
Okay, so that is a solid 0 out of 3 for the What Does Emma Know Nolan quiz this week. So well
I'm going to spend the whole week online, I swear. Okay, you're on Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Lewis Capaldi and Something in the Heavens on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. He was there last night in Newcastle supporting one of his besties, Sam Fender, who took home the Mercury Prize for 2025.
That.
Yeah.
Nice.
I felt a bit bad for CMAT. She was up for it as well and she deserved it so much. What's a bit of a stinger about the Mercury Prize is they make all the nominees, I think, hold the prize. Aww. So if you just wake up, you're like, oh, CMAT won. Oh, no, she didn't. She was just holding
horrible.
It. Yeah, it's not very nice. But Sam Fender was bawling.
That's really good. That seems to be an award that they really do care about.
Yeah,
like the artists.
It's like maybe not the same level, but it gives me like Pulitzer Prize vibes.
It's like if you've won this, you're being taken seriously by your peers. 100%. As well as your fans, kind
but
of thing.
Bit of a spoiler alert to host it in Newcastle, where Sam Fender's from.
Mm.
They'd be like, why would you do it to me in my hometown and not if I'm not going to
win? Yeah, the writing
kind of
was on the wall.
But, yeah, very good. Delighted for him.
103.8 Dublin.
Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Hello there.
Hello, how are you getting on?
Sorry if that was annoying.
No, I think it was good. Hey, back yourself, Emma.
Do you ever sometimes go, that definitely annoyed someone now, and they're going, jeez, you're one on Spin. She's a pain in the hole.
I know, but like, can we say, sometimes radio is annoying.
Yeah.
And you just have to listen because it's going to get good in a second. Do you know what I mean? That's what we're all thinking. Don't you? I think we take for granted as not famous people, not like mega famous. Obviously we're famous in our own right.
Yeah.
And you know, I get stopped all the time, but
we are in our hats.
But like, we would never be at risk of our ex-boyfriends or our ex-husbands releasing a tell-all memoir that could literally ruin our lives.
Sorry, are you talking about this Kevin Feeling thing?
Absolute hack.
Sorry, just explain, because if people don't know.
Yes,
but I haven't I will not play it on an audiobook
in any way.
I won't give him a cent. But from what I've heard, it's horrific. He's done.
He's such a money grabber and just such a hater. So basically, this is Britney Spears' ex-husband, Kevin Federline. He was a dancer on her tour years ago. He is the father of her two kids.
Yeah.
And you probably know, if you're a fan of Britney at all, like, she's had an absolute nightmare, to put it lightly, over the past 20 years. Like, she's been under a conservatorship, she hasn't really been able to see her kids, all sorts of things. And it's timely that he's bringing out this biography or autobiography or memoir or whatever it's called, because I think the kids have just recently gone 18, so he's probably not getting child support from Britney anymore. So now he's bringing out this book, and it's like, you are just an absolute sap.
Didn't they break up like, and I think I'm wrong probably by a year or two, but like around 2007?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Around the time maybe when she had like a bit of a banger, and like, it was the Leave Britney Alone, the Shave Head kind of time.
But I think as well, like, you would think after, especially the Free Britney movement over the last however, well, always, but particularly it was effective in the last however
years,
many years,
for sure.
That there's never been a time to just more so be like, now are you going to leave? Like, it's the audacity to, you know, to look at the public support for Britney and
to think,
you know,
the world wants this. It's very, it's just not
what a
like
GS. That's what I want to call him.
Yes.
GS. Do you know what I'm trying to say? It ends with shite.
I know what you mean. Yeah. I was looking at Joanne McNally's stories about it yesterday, and she was like, there's no more gas left to light. No,
oh my God, yeah.
Honestly.
I did see that.
Honestly.
Yeah.
But
infuriating.
If any of my exes are listening to this, do not try and bring out a book about me when I was 19, because times weren't good back then, okay?
You were a wangin'
mess.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin. Recharged.
Sadly, Dave's away. Lots of people who listen to the show look forward to Dave Ranks on a Friday, where Dave gets to rank some of his favourite or his very niche favourite things. But what are we going to do when he's gone? Well, I'm going to have a crack at this morning.
Woo!
Fiona, you've impressed me a lot when you took on Dave Ranks in his absence before. You ranked from 5 to 1 the most emotive songs used by the DSPCA when they were trying to convince people to adopt a dog.
That was a good one.
I thought that was niche. That was emotive. You got a good message across Dublin that morning as well. I was a bit basic before and I said, you know what? I've always wanted the opportunity to do because I don't get to do Dave Ranks, and I ranked my favourite Bear in the Big Blue House song.
It wasn't basic. It was good. I think that was kind of a Dave. That's something Dave would do.
Yeah, it was kind of a bit of a few Friday bangers.
Yeah.
Today, I hate to annoy you all, you in the room, obviously Fiona Callum and you listening, but there is something that deserves to be ranked, I feel.
Okay.
I wouldn't say it's the nichest.
Right.
But unfortunately this morning, we're not going from 5 to 1 to get to the best. We're actually, 5 is the worst and 1 is the absolute worst.
Okay, so we're starting bad and ending bad.
It's a bit of a negative one this morning, but I do feel like it deserves to be highlighted, and maybe all we can do is use our platform for good and try and make change.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
So okay.
Look, coming in at number 5, because today, in Dave's absence, I'll be ranking the very, very worst things the self-service checkouts can say.
Oh!
At number 5, it's bad, but it's not the worst. It's this.
Please don't forget your change.
Whoa.
Especially notes.
Oh, okay, this one, it's bad because it's like, shut up and let me live. I will not forget my change. I'm not stupid, robot man. But I like the way you think I might have notes.
That's what I always think with that. I'm always like, you think I am a big baller over here.
You kind of catch yourself then looking at yourself a little bit in the mirror when they're filming you.
He thinks I put a 50 in
here. I'm going to get a fiver back. You're a madman.
You would be surprised. In another life, I used to work in Tesco and I would have worked on the self-service checkouts, and you would be surprised the amount of notes that would be left in those machines.
Notes.
Because the note dispenser
is very
hidden away.
This is how he's living on his own in Santry.
I just go around picking up people's notes.
And does the machine suck the note back in?
No, because it lives in like a little lip.
It has dropped out. Yeah. It's lost contact with its machine home. Wow.
Okay. That one's bad. It's not the worst. We move on. Number 4 in Emma Ranks the worst things a self-service checkout says. It's this.
Please take your change. Notes are dispensed below the scanner.
She's more annoying than he is.
Do you think?
She is.
Emma hates women.
No, I don't. I'm a massive
Would
fan of women.
Would they ever shut up?
In a number 4, it's the same message, but sometimes I'm like, just leave me be. At least he has a slightly calmer tone. She's calm.
Do you think?
In my personal opinion. It depends on what she's saying.
That's what Ranks is all about. I think they're both very plummy. And maybe that's what is triggering you.
They're both very English.
I didn't want to say it. I wanted to say it in a different way.
We move on. In at number 3.
This can now be placed in your bag.
Shut up!
We know. We've been to a shop before.
You're trying to tell me that I'm now allowed to put the thing that I've just paid my money for into a bag.
Yeah.
And you feel the need to say that out loud while there's 18 others of you echoing around me.
Yeah.
Causing me to honestly feel like I'm going to have a fit.
And you know what? I don't need permission from you, a man, to put something into my bag.
Exactly how I feel.
I'm going to do it.
Thank you.
Is there going to be some error with the weight and I'm going to have to get the person over immediately?
Yeah.
Yes.
Do I
but
have a bag?
But that's my prerogative.
Did you just remind me that I don't have a bag and I have to bloody pay you more money for one? Yeah. Shut up. I'm just trying to do me shopping. We're into the top 2 now and we're about to get out of control with the anger, guys.
Ooh.
This is Emma Ranks, the worst things a self-service checkout till say.
Unexpected item in bagging area.
That's not number 1.
Not you. Like, what is it?
Emma.
It's always something that you've scanned. I'm sorry. It's always something that I've scanned. Why is it unexpected when I literally just scanned it from the same machine that's now telling me it's unexpected? And the machine registered the scanning of the item and now says unexpected.
You know what I was in the other day? I was in a shop the other day and I was buying a jacket.
Yeah.
It was a clothes shop, so the tails are a little bit different.
Yeah.
This one was annoying because it just wouldn't pick up that there was anything in the basket. Right? I went to 7 different ones. I was in a rush. I needed to come back to work.
You do like to nip out during the show.
Just after one of our meetings. I was actually picking up something for a friend.
You're very
7
good.
Tills I had to go through until one worked. And your one didn't even apologise. She was like, it was my fault.
That's when you need to be hitting it with the, it must be free then. It must be free.
Number 1, it's probably predictable. Of
I actually don't know what's
don't
coming
know what
because I would
either.
I thought it would be unexpected.
No. It's bad enough when a woman tells you. It's worse when a man does.
Remove this item before continuing.
No, sorry. She's bad enough as she is.
She's still going on.
She's still going on. She's still going on.
Remove this item
before
you dare
continue. I just want to give your company some of my money.
Yeah.
And I just want to go home and get on with my bleeping day.
Exactly.
You leave me alone.
Stop giving me more tasks.
And you shut up.
If anyone sees Emma in Tesco having a fight with the self-service checkout, just leave her be. It's best to not.
There's no bad machines, just bad users.
Stop.
Oh, shut up, Callum.
You're always on the wrong side of history, Callum Harmer.
Sorry about that, everybody.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Crystal and the Days, this is Spin. Hello.
Hello.
Producer Callum.
Good morning. And I don't want to worry you, but I think I might be getting fired today.
Oh, wow.
Something happened in the office on Tuesday, and I want to know this morning on 087 711 1038 what you would have done in my situation, because everyone who I've spoken to so far about what I've done has told me that I was in the wrong. And I fear for my job.
That's not like you.
Yeah. So,
instead of accepting that, you're taking it to the airwaves.
Absolutely. Because if I have the listeners of this show on my side, then they can't fire me. That's how it works.
Is it?
I think so. So on Tuesdays, I have a big meeting in the office at about 11 o'clock with marketing, sales, social in one of the boardrooms. Mm-hmm. It's kind of just an update on like how everything is going on the show and like what support we need.
It's where you go to have a bitch about us.
A little
bit. Yeah, it is. We're never invited to these meetings.
No. But it's booked, the boardroom is booked under our boss's Nick's name.
Yeah.
So on the door, it says Nick has this meeting between 11 and 12. And we've got the new fancy meeting rooms where it says like on the door, this room is booked between, there's like a little screen and everything. It's very cool, very fancy.
So you get really excited about weird things.
I know, I'm such a loser. So we were in the meeting room at 11. Nick was working from home that day, so I dialed in the meeting and Nick was on the big screen. There were some people in the meeting room and some people on the screen working from home.
Right.
And then the door just opens and I thought it was someone to join our meeting room. And it's when CEO Chris comes in and says he's got the senior leadership team.
Say hello to Ireland's most personalised.
That is so random. I don't know what that is, Callum. Go on, as you were.
He's got the senior leadership team and they need to use the room.
Right, okay. Oh, that wouldn't sit well with you now. If you have a meeting room booked,
it doesn't matter how senior you are.
I know.
It doesn't matter who you are.
So, I'm a man that will stand up for my meeting room. We had it booked and I feel like if there's a booking, you need to honour the booking. As in, it was booked under Nick's room. So Chris, the CEO, actually turned around to me and said, oh no, I actually think that we have this booked. It's under my name. So I said, no, Nick has it booked. And I showed him the booking that had Nick's name on. It said Nick's name on the booking. And I turned to the CEO and said, here is the meeting room.
Callum.
Everyone went silent in the room. And it was just me and Chris kind of not staring each other down, but just kind of having the discussion of, well, I have the room and he has the room.
Do you ever get one of those moments in life where you're like 5 minutes later, it's like, why didn't I let it go? Do you know, sometimes afterwards you're probably like, why didn't I just be like, oh, Chris, you're clearly way more senior than me. Take the room. But you're like, no!
I don't think Callum does get those moments.
So, in the mud, I'm staying here.
After a second, Nick on the screen was like, Callum, just find another room and let Chris use the room. And then like later on, he messaged me being like, if the CEO comes from the room, you kind of have to give it to him. And I was like, no, you had it booked. It's your room. So this morning on 087 711 1038, I want to know, would you have stood your ground for the meeting room if the CEO came in, or would you hand it over straight away? If you're like in the corporate world and you have like you're fighting for meeting rooms and then the CEO comes in and says, hey, I want this meeting room.
I don't know what
would you
say.
Stand your ground on 087 711 1038? I will fight for my meeting room.
My friend, my best friend's boyfriend, Anthony, just texted me saying Callum is dead right.
Thank you very much.
Oh, come on.
So 087 711 1038, would you stand your ground for the meeting room if the CEO comes in, or would you hand it up? Would you be a yes man?
Wow.
Would you be like, yes sir, here's your meeting room, have it.
Oh yeah, you're so brave.
Is this the plot of Braveheart? I've never seen it.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Roxy Matt in Euro Country on Spin. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. She was in Newcastle last night and nominated, the album was, for a Mercury Prize. Lost out to Sam Fender, but looked like good crack all round. She has a story up on her Instagram this morning with Sam Fender saying, I was robbed.
And she was, and I like the way she doesn't try and hide that.
Yeah, exactly. Producer Callum, causing a bit of controversy as per usual.
Yeah, as per usual, yes.
Always I'm in trouble.
Such a controversial character. Yes, I was telling you earlier that I think I might be getting fired this week and I need your help listening to save my job. So on Tuesday, I had a meeting with like the sales guys and the social media guys and the marketing guys. At 11 o'clock in one of our boardrooms, our boss Nick had it booked. And then about 5 minutes into the meeting, our CEO Chris comes in with the senior leadership team and said, I need this meeting room. And he said that he had it booked now. The meeting was booked under Nick's name. And I stood my ground. I said, hey, we have it booked. This is our room. And then after a while, Nick on the screen, he was working from home, said, Callum, will you just find another meeting room and let Chris use the meeting room? And I shimmied out of the room.
I can't believe you shimmy.
He had to stand and shimmy.
Well, it was kind of just like,
I'll just don't mind my family. Yeah. I'll just scoot past you.
It was more of just like a slink away out of the room. So on the show,
neither are good. Yeah. Shimmy or slink.
On the show this morning on 0877 111038, I want to know, if you were in my position, would you have stood your ground for the meeting room that was booked under your name, or would you hand it over to the CEO straight away?
The SLTs.
Yeah.
A lot of people in touch on this, including Louise.
Callum is definitely right. If that's the case, then the CEO can do what he wants whenever he wants, and he has to follow the rules just like everyone else. So Callum/Nick had it booked, so Callum gets to keep his room.
Bit of passion there from Louise. We like it.
Do you know who's getting in touch? All the people who are in, who work in an office, who are like, I'll stay late because no one else. Oh, you're off on holidays again. I don't have time to take a holiday. I'm too busy. It's all them getting in touch for sure.
No, but Laura was on as well, and everyone's like, no, put it up to the CEO.
So I actually found myself in a similar situation. I had a meeting room booked and my name was on the meeting room on a little tablet inside, bold letters. One of the department heads walks in and I said, oh, sorry, like, I have this booked for 30 minutes. And he was like, well, I need it. And kind of like huffing and puffing. And I was like, all right, sorry. And he was like, but I need this room. And I was like, well, I have a booked, sorry. Like, I'm in the middle of a meeting. And he just turned on his heels, walks out, the door slams, and I now work for him, and he still hates me.
No. Hey, he definitely respects you more for standing up for yourself. Surely. Come on.
Now, see, I do find it's a slightly different dynamic. If it's a woman and the man comes in and says, this is my meeting room, I would be like, you get the hell out. But if it's two men, I'm like, the stakes are so low for the both of you. You're absolutely grand.
Wrestle
like,
for the meeting room.
No, I would have legged it. I would have pegged
fair,
it.
Fair, yeah.
I would have made my point, I think, because I think I'm a bit braver now than I was.
Well done. Me.
But I would have said, I respect that you need that, dear Chris.
Dear Chris.
And I will leave immediately.
But, because I did book it.
But just so you know, have a lovely meeting.
And that would have shown him. Yeah. Yvette's been in touch. She said, I'd give up the room straight away. It doesn't matter if you booked it. The CEO owns it.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
He lives there. It's Chris's house.
Here's John.
Producer Callum is starting to look like one of those people when you have an email dispute that all of a sudden he starts CCing everybody in the email in the interests of transparency and clearness. When he's just bringing in an audience. So, I don't know. Nonetheless, if the room is booked, the room is booked.
Fair enough, yeah.
All the office trauma is coming out here and all the jargon that people are haunted by in their dreams.
This is Francis.
Oh, Callum. Producer Callum. Callum. No, I don't think you did anything wrong, right? So, if the CEO hears this, your job is secure, right? So, he's a big man, right? He's top of the company. He wants the company to be the best that it can be. And you know the only way that it's the best it can be is if people stand up to authority. Because if someone in charge is making a whole Lee Roadie of the joint, well, you're going to need the underlings to be like, hang on now, this isn't right. All you know? Right. Mm-hmm. And by doing that, maybe the CEO needed the room, but you're showing, hey, you're willing to stand up for the success of the company, and you're not going to be a yes man and let the company go down because you're going to submit to authority.
Wow, interesting.
Boom. Wow.
That's your reasoning. So the CEO should respect you, even more now.
Interesting, Francis. Thank you very much.
People are really passionate about The Office in here.
This is big, yeah. Also, I just never understand, why is there not enough meeting rooms for people?
Do you know what? I would be thinking, I care so little about this meeting and I didn't want to do it anyway. Of course, Chris, come on in. And I'm sure everyone sitting in there and waiting on that call was like, this could have been an email. Yeah. Back up, Callum. So no one cares.
And also, if ever there's like an issue with kind of something that's coming up on our show and you say, well, Chris, we were actually hoping to use that meeting room that time to discuss this issue, but we didn't have the opportunity, so unfortunately it didn't happen. I think there's only one person that we need to speak to here to really round this off for once and for all. And I think we need to call Chris. I'm scared.
Oh, Big man Chris.
I think we need to call Chris. I'm personally nervous about doing that, but I think he needs to put it up to
what
Callum.
An appropriate soundtrack.
Yeah, it is.
You're about to be doing the dead pass, Callum.
We'll do that after Lady Gaga.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged.
Lady Gaga and the Dead Dance on Spin. Bit of premonition there for our producer, Callum, we feel. Basically, on the show this morning, you've been getting in touch trying to save Callum's job. Those are his words, because he feels like if he has public support, maybe he'll have a leg to stand on when this is no doubt revisited at some point today. Earlier in the week, Callum and a lot of the Spin crew had a meeting room booked, and it was booked under our boss's name, Nick. And while they were in there a few minutes in, the CEO of our company, his name is Chris, lovely guy, and the senior leadership team
careful, Emma.
approached and said, oh, we need this meeting room. Callum stood his ground and said, no.
He huffed and he puffed.
And he said, we have this meeting room booked. After a little bit of a standoff, Callum eventually shimmied out of the room. But Callum, you can tell, it's been keeping him up at night this week, wondering when this is going to be revisited and when he's going to be called in to say, hey, that's not the way you treat the senior leadership team. The only way to get to the bottom of this is to call our CEO, Chris, this morning and figure out if we'll be seeing producer Callum or not on Monday. Hi, Chris.
Hello.
Hi, it's Em and Fiona.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
Am I on the air?
You are.
All right. What are you about to ask me?
Chris, we had to give you a ring because producer Callum on the show this morning, well, he told us how much he disrespected you the other day.
Blatantly, in front of a huge chunk of the company.
Oh, no. I've forgotten about it already. So don't worry, Callum. I'm not dwelling on this.
Okay. Well, Callum's worried
that
Callum
certainly
fired.
Is dwelling.
Boss Nick says to me that I should have given you the meeting room straight away on Tuesday and I should regret all of my decisions in my entire career.
Yeah, he's right. Actually, you should.
Yeah. Chris, it must be said that the people of Dublin feel that, unfortunately, despite you being so much more powerful than our Callum, if a meeting room is booked, then sadly, it is booked.
So what would you have to say?
I agree with that, but I think there was an error.
Oh, right.
And I think that was on Callum's part. So,
Yeah. It was Callum and the tech of the building teaming together.
Like, you know those
together.
Little screens on the meeting room doors and on thing? They actually just said Chris Doyle all over them and Callum just ignored it.
Okay. So it was a big conspiracy against
Chris,
Chris.
It's interesting. He actually told us earlier off the air that he actually went and got an eye test yesterday and he's after getting glasses. So I think we've come to a bit of a solution here.
I tell you what, Chris Doyle does look a lot like Nick Kay on screen, by the way, as well. So you never know.
All right, don't try and backtrack now, Callum. The damage is done.
In fairness, he's not a bad looking man, so I'll take that as a compliment.
Thank you, Chris.
Have a smashing weekend, guys.
Bye,
see you later.
Chris.
Thanks, Emil. Bye bye. Callum, you will live to see.
I'm free!
Let's go! David Fiona in the morning.
Hello, how's it going?
Hey, how are you
keeping
on?
Well, I've mentioned a lot that I'm really in my vintage era.
Yes.
You don't know what vintage is. It's just like Depop. It's where you can buy and sell clothes. It's been really good. And it's certainly made me feel a little bit more eco-friendly.
Sustainable.
And I've made a few quid, actually. Yeah. When you look now, from the stuff I've sold myself, I'm up to...
Euro.
258 euro.
What? That's deadly.
I've made from several items on it. So it's really cool. And we've talked a lot about, like, you kind of reuse everything, because if you receive a package, you keep the packaging so that if you sell something, the same packaging just goes around. It's really
so good. So it's circular fashion, circular economy.
I was conscious, and a lot of people will be giving out now, oh yeah. But next Friday, as in today week, I'm going to a Leeds game in Elland Road.
Lose. My boyfriend Jack is obsessed with Leeds United. We went to a game together on one of our first dates. And I was just thinking last night, sitting there, oh God, I have nothing to wear to this game. In terms of, you just kind of want something. And I don't want to spend all out in a jersey because I don't care that much.
It's like the Eras tour, you want to wear a cowboy hat.
Yeah, just something that makes me feel like I'm part of it. Yeah. So I was like, oh, you know what? I'll have a look on Vinted and see if there's any secondhand stuff there. And I got a really good deal on a long sleeve jersey. But I was conscious that sometimes Vinted sellers, they have like a week to send. I need to kind of know if this is going to be in the post if there's any point, because obviously I'm flying this day next week. So I messaged this guy, hey man, I didn't say man actually, I actually said his name, but I won't talk to him. I said, hope you're good. I need this as soon as possible as I am flying over to the Leeds game tomorrow week. Do you think you'd be able to send quickly before I go ahead? Loved this message back. Just what a king.
Yeah.
And to be honest, by the time he replied to me, I was kind of gone off the jersey, but I bought it based on this message, right? He said, Emma, what's the crack? You're going to the game. Happy days.
Aww.
I was there in March and May. I love that city. I'll post first thing tomorrow morning. You should have it by Wednesday. MOT, which is marching on together. How does that go in the chant?
I can't sing that because I'm a Forest fan, so I will not be doing that.
Right. And ALAW, which I had to turn to Jack saying, what the hell does that mean? I don't know. All Leeds, aren't we? All Leeds, aren't we? All Leeds, aren't we? So not only am I getting a jersey, I've learned a new chant. I'm going to fit right in next week, guys.
You made a sport friend.
I did. I love this guy. I was like, what a great message. I got it. Yeah, basically, a jumper arrived from someone the other day as well, but I never got the thing to say Mark has received. So I messaged your man, and you don't get paid until
that.
So I was like, man, I don't know, but it has arrived. It just won't give me an option to. He goes, F it. Sure you have it anyway.
Stop.
I love Vinted.
It's a real beautiful community on there.
Right, let's get into one more tune. This is the part of the show where you get voting for the song that you want to hear in full to close this week's run of shows on Fully Charged. I've gone for this. Justin Bieber. If you want to play in full, I need the word Emma in a WhatsApp, please. In a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038. David, the way that he's left us this...
He has not left us anything, right. So I have chosen a song for him from my box of doom, and I have gone for this.
Oh, Jesus. Do you know what the problem is, Fiona? It's going to win.
That is Westlife and Starlight. Westlife have just announced a 5-night residency in the Three Arena for next September to celebrate 25 years of the band together. So
they're on post stamps, they're on One More Tune, they're in the Three
everywhere.
Arena.
They're everywhere.
Time. If you want Westlife and Starlight to close the show today, it's Dave in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038.
Dave did not consent to this message. Well, speaking of people who are all over the place at the moment, I've gone for this.
Yes, Fiona Fry.
That is Luke Combs' cover of Fast Car. I'm apologising on main for my Luke Combs ignorance, and I want to get on board, and I'm happy for you guys. If you want to hear that song today, it is Fiona in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038.
I have to say, a good One More Tune. I like when there's a good mix there. I've gone for Justin Bieber's Where Are You Now, but I'm very, very happy to pass my vote over to Fiona.
Dave has gone for Westlife and Starlight. That's Dave in a WhatsApp.
He did not consent.
I've gone for Fast Car, Luke Combs. It's Fiona in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038.
Go on, Fiona.
Emma, Dave and Fiona on your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Sounds like spin.
Morning. Good morning. How are you getting on? Okay, big news story this week. Diane Keaton, iconic actor, she passed away on the 11th of October. Very sad. Everyone sharing her clips and all the work. She just was an icon.
A lot of did say that there's not a single movie that she was in that wasn't just brilliant.
So true.
It makes me think I'd love a weekend just on the couch. You know, one of those weekends, just have a movie day or something?
Yeah.
Just watch a collection of hers.
I definitely need to dive in and rewatch and
she
watch
died
for the
so
first
young
time.
As well.
Yeah.
She was
only
in her 70s, was
79,
she?
79, yeah. That's and so I think sad. I think it was a quick enough illness. And so that's obviously very sad. A big news story that is doing the rounds. You might have seen this kind of being shared on Instagram. Apparently she left her dog $5 million in her will. Her dog, Reggie. Now, this has been shared a lot. It's kind of been contested a little bit. Mm. Apparently, after she passed away, her family kind of did a post like thanking her fans for their support. And they said... for donations in her memory to be made to local animal shelters or food banks.
That's nice.
Like, because she loved animals.
Yeah.
And they didn't, like, address any aspect of her estate or the provision for her dog, Reggie. But this has kind of been, like, some people have taken this and run with it, and a claim began circulating that Diane had set aside $5 million to ensure lifelong care for Reggie. I'm sure she gave this dog like the best of the best, and like maybe she did want him to be cared of for in some way.
But $5 million, like, you're never going to spend that in a dog.
Yeah, like,
ridiculous.
We don't know if this is true, and apparently dogs technically cannot inherit money, but a pet trust can legally hold funds for an animal's care. And these trusts are recognized in all 50 US states.
What really confuses me, though, is you'd never spend
$5 million.
Pets are expensive, but you're not going to spend $5 million on a dog. They don't have the lifespan. Do you know what I mean?
No, I know.
Like, and what kind of stuff could you possibly... you could buy your dog a lovely toy and they don't give a monkeys. If there's a bit of tissue paper hanging around, they're going to have more fun with that anyway.
You could buy your dog a Cartier chew bone, but I don't think Diane Keaton would be like that.
Come on.
Unless healthcare...
It does seem like a little bit of a waste of money.
Unless vet care for dogs is as crazy as health care for humans
in America,
in the States, and maybe she just wanted to make provisions. I'd say she just left a few quid for her dog to be taken care of, and people have taken this and run with it and made $5 million. You can leave money and leave it to a caretaker who will manage your dog and take care of them and make sure they have the best food, the best vet care, the best medication, etc., etc. But I was thinking, God, it's a shame I can't leave my gorgeous dog. If I ever, God forbid, if anything happens to me, I don't think I'd be able to leave her $5 million, unfortunately.
Oh, really? Would you like to send it to others? Would you, your $5 million?
I don't know.
Just the $1 million first.
Yeah, exactly. I'm trying to think, what could I possibly give to her to ensure that she has a great life after mine? And that is very important to me. Mm. And I'm sure it's important to you. Obviously, you've got your baby, Seamus.
Yep.
So I was thinking, should we take this time to prepare our wills and just ensure that our dogs are taken care of.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And see what we want left to our dogs.
Okay, great. I'm trying to think of what I even have to give the poor lad. Okay.
Have a look. We'll do it during this song now.
Okay, I'll get a pen to paper there. The last will and testament of Emma Nolan. I've printed them all. This is Spin. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Hello. How are you getting on? We were just talking there about Diane Keaton. She passed away on the weekend. I think it was Sunday, the 11th of October. And there's rumours going around that she left $5 million in her will to her dog, Reggie. Now, these rumours haven't been properly backed up and they are being disputed. I think it's just a story that people have took and that it's grown legs. But we were thinking...
Four legs.
Hey. Yeah. Hey, very good. Myself and Emma, obviously dog moms, dog lovers, we were thinking, what could we leave to our little fellas?
All of our millions.
I know.
How are we divvy it up?
How are we going to divide it up? And just to make sure that they have the best quality of life when they obviously both outlive us.
Mm-hmm, of course, they're both mixes as well, so they will live long.
They've no health issues there. So we took a bit of time to draft up our wills.
A bit grim after you. I just quickly ran to the printer there and I printed like a example of what a will looks like. Bit grim to see your name on there.
It's never nice to be thinking about
this. When you look down and see last will and testament of Emma Nolan, kind of
it's tough going.
Bit of a shiver.
We will need to get our solicitors involved.
Of course.
For now, I think announcing these on the air is kind of binding. So I'll start off, will I? Because I know you're a bit upset, Emma.
I know.
All right. I, Fiona Frawley of Dublin, Ireland, declare this to be my last will and testament. I do have a partner at the time of writing this, but he'll spend all my money on spice bags and Stereophonics merch. So instead, I appoint Danish Dugan, 4 years old, as the sole and exclusive executor of my will. Mm-hmm. To Danish, my perfect girl, I leave my Stanley Cup, which will be washed and have the gunk removed from the straw before receiving.
Nice.
I leave my Labubu and matching Lefufu handbag, kindly gifted to me by Spin 103.8's Michaela Hayes after a recent trip to Portugal. I leave my side of the bed, which she has very much already claimed as her own, and I assure I'll no longer be there to frantically lint roll her hairs away after she lies down. She is free to enjoy the facility as and when she chooses. I sign this will freely and voluntarily.
Nice.
Fiona Frawley.
Perfect. I was thinking, because I have nothing, really. And especially when it comes to Seamus, I'm like, he deserves the world. What do I have to give my
just
perfect
boy? Just
give him
your $5 million.
Yeah.
Come on, get it out. Get it out of Revolut Vault.
I kind of started by saying the usual format, which is a bit, bit unnerving. I am an Olin, a resident of Dublin, Ireland, being of sound mind and legal age, declare this to be my last will and testament. Wow. I appoint Seamus Nolan, the executor of this will. I give, devise, and bequeath my estate as follows to Seamus Nolan, my perfect little angel, the following assets. Number one, my green Adidas runners. Wow. Go finish them off, boy. You're halfway through them anyway. Have fun. Two, the frozen chicken breasts in the freezer. Please cook to his taste and serve whenever he wants.
Wow.
I think there's about a 14 pack in there.
That's a request for Jack, if you're listening.
The remaining toilet rolls that are currently kept under the stairs. I think we got a 24 pack on a big shop. He loves nothing more than biting through tissue.
That'll be a big one for him. I'll be delighted, Emma.
And interestingly, because we are both such kind humans, I said in writing, my bed as well. Because that boy loves nothing more than my side of the bed, on top of me, wrapped around my neck, at the end of my feet. He'll give Jack all of the space that a man deserves, but he will lie on me. And I'll say, darling, would you jump into my grave fast, as fast? Probably.
And soon we'll find out.
And soon
if he actually
will find out. Not too much to go on there, but I think he'd be a happy boy.
I think so. Look, they don't ask for a lot, these little fellas.
My car is no good to him. My phone's no good to him. My laptop's no good to him. My makeup's no good to him. I think that's pretty much it.
Yeah. Yep. Sorry if you need to go to the vet, guys. No money for it.
Here's Disco Line, Sinéad at Spin. It is Emma, Dave and Fiona. And we need to wrap this thing up for once and for all. Uh-huh. We've been playing a clip from a particular dance song for 3 days. Now, over the last 3 days, it has gotten a tiny bit longer. When I say tiny, I mean minuscule. What you heard on Dave one was 0.2 seconds of a song. Redonkulous. No one got it, but there was some real stellar guesses,
yeah,
including the Black Eyed Peas. I got a feeling that kind of bassy
David
sound.
David Guetta, Love Is Gone.
Yes.
I won't keep singing. I've been wrecking people's head all week, I'd say.
Yesterday, it was 0.4 of a second. Again, we had some fantastic guesses, but didn't get a winner. This is what you heard yesterday. Little bit more going on there. And then just at the end of yesterday's game, we previewed today's clip at 0.6 of a second. The penny dropped for me at that point.
Well done.
And we'll see how people do this morning. It's amazing how much you can get from a song from 0.6 of a second.
I know. If you played the full 1 second, it'd obviously be a complete giveaway.
Exactly. It wouldn't even be a game, really. So look, standing by there is Clara. What is the crack with you this morning? How are you?
Not much. What about you?
Good, good. We're just chilling.
No one ever asks us. Thanks.
Yeah, it's always.
You looking forward to the weekend?
I am, yeah. Going to be off work.
Oh, exactly. So, yeah, you're very, very happy to be off work. All right, you have a guess for us, Clara.
Is it Shania Twain, Man, I Feel Like a Woman?
Shania Twain, Man,
I Feel Like a Woman? It's not!
No!
I'm dying to know. What put that into your head? What part of the song do you think it is?
Just the very start of it, just the way the kind of start of it goes.
The opening.
Yes.
Let's go, girls. Okay, I kind of get you.
I get you as well, yeah.
And thank you for bringing that song into existence today because I haven't thought about it in a while.
Let's go, girls.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Clara.
Bye-bye. So this is the clip. And also standing by there is Shannon. Shannon, how are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Good, pretty good. All right, was that last 0.2 seconds just the tip over the edge you need? Do you feel like you have it now?
I think it's Party Rock Anthem.
Party Rock is in the house tonight.
I'm not even going to try and stop
Everybody
singing.
Just have a good time. Back to what Shannon, you were saying, we need to make a playlist of all the guesses that sadly are wrong, though.
Oh, sorry, Shannon.
Sorry, Shannon, but excellent tune. Thank
very
you.
Very good.
No problem. Thanks,
bye,
guys.
Girl. Later. Also, there is Philip. What's the crack? How are you?
I'm just getting ready to go to physio.
Oh,
very good.
What's sore?
Oh, lower back sciatic.
Oh,
my mom has that. Very tough. Yeah,
you're keeping the body.
It's throbbing.
Right,
it's a literal pain in the ass.
Oh, no.
Philip, I'm sorry.
Too many years spent raving away to songs like this.
Absolutely. That is actually a fact.
Paying the price.
Listen, this is the clip, Philly. What is that song?
Yep. It's Eat, Sleep, Rave, Repeat.
Do you have an artist name?
Fatboy Slim, is it?
I suppose it would be Reva Starr in there as well. You're absolutely correct!
Oh, brilliant. I got that straight away. I didn't know people got so wrong.
Probably not recommended for the sciatica, but you can go to the cinema.
I can get one of them recliner chairs.
Yeah, you can.
Or you can stand down the back like a creep. But it's best for the back.
Thanks, Philip. Have a great one.
Thanks so much, folks.
Thanks, Philip. Have a good one.
Have a good one.
Spins, fully
Recharge.
It's Golden on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. Thank you for being with us all this week. If you'd like, you can catch up on anything you might have missed. The podcast is everywhere you get your podcast. It's called Fully Charged, Recharged.
It's so good.
It's so good.
It's like this show. It's, some could say it is this show.
Dave is back with us on Monday. For now, let's get those results of one more tune.
Yes, you've been voting for the last song of the show. Emma went for Diplo and Justin Bieber. Where are you now? We got 7%. Dave went for Westlife and Starlight, got 41%. And the winner this week with 52%. It's Fiona Frawley and Luke Combs.
I love them, I've always said it.
He's playing Slane 2026. Have a lovely weekend.
Bye.
Find yourself. Bye.
You got a fast car, and I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.